So I'm debating whether to start off with the teacher who we eventually got fired or to start off with a fight. I feel like the fights are going to take longer since I'm going to need to explain the backgrounds of it and everything. And since this is the first one, I'm just going to start off with part one on how the teacher got fired. So I'm going to expose him and everything because I feel more comfortable that way in case anything ever happens. Or like if anyone ever meets this man, just to like warn you or everything. His name is Robert Voight. Mr. Voight, obviously. We have this class that was design and build. And it was computers. He was in charge of design and build first, third, and sixth hour. And then computers, I don't know what else. But he had 3 more hours and then 1 planning hour, which meant he didn't get any class. Well, girls have been complaining for years. Even sometimes guys have been complaining for years that he would like be touching them or like talking to them like super weirdly. And like he would always be staring at them. Point was, he was a pervert. And everyone knew it. Even the school knew it. All the teachers knew it. But nobody ever did anything. They would complain like once or twice a year. And they would never do anything. This year, so many girls complained that he even got... Well, you don't need to know that right now. Let's start off with the fact that he hit on my friend. So, part one. Starting now, actually, because I was going on rant. My friend and I were in design to build. I'm not going to say which hour, in case anyone's wondering. But we were just in, like, chilling in design to build, because... Why not? He practically let us do anything. He wouldn't let us have our phones in our class. And we had our phones out or whatever. And we were just like messing around. And so we were like doing take apart at that time. That's where you grab an object and take it apart. So we grabbed a vacuum cleaner and we were taking it apart or whatever. And we asked for Mr. Void's help since there was like a screw that got stuck. And so he said just push harder, and it actually worked. So she was like unscrewing it, and while she was doing that, he grabbed onto her shoulder and like was like touching it and caressing it. And I was just there like, you do know he's touching your shoulder, right? And she just looked at me sideways like, shut the fuck up, like I don't want to make this any more weird than it already is. I'm like, fine, you do you, boo. Like, if that's what makes you comfortable, you do you. And so we were just like that. This man, oh my God, this man had the nerve to, right after my friend shook him off. Because she was like, oh, look at that, and whatever. She was like distracting him, being like, oh, I'm going to go grab a drink of water or whatever. So she got up, and he finally let go. And as soon as she left, this man got the nerve to sit down in her chair and put his hand on my thigh. And not the outer thigh, the inner thigh. I'm here thinking, I'm about to murder someone. I am really about to murder someone. Luckily, my friend came back, but his hand was still there. And then she's like, can I sit in my seat? Because we were working or whatever. And she's like, we want to finish this as quick as possible. Because we were already behind. We had to finish this as quick as possible because we were going to be taking a test soon. And so she's like, oh yeah, sure, sweetie. As soon as he was getting up, his hand went from my thigh all the way to my side, all the way up until his hand was on my shoulder. I smacked this man's hand. And he didn't do anything about it because he knew if he said something about it, I would have reported him. And I did anyways. But like, he knew it would have made it worse if he complained. Because he knew his hands were supposed to be there in the first place. So, yeah, that's my rant. Since that was like really short, I'll tell you a little bit more. Nobody knew about him. Nobody knew anything about his life. I don't even know if he has a wife or not. I'm pretty sure he does. I don't know if he has kids. I think he has one. And he, I don't know if this is true or not, but he said that his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was Benjamin Franklin. And he would always be reading about it. Oh my god. It was just super tiring. I regret ever being in that class. I had so much fun with my friends and everything. And I learned so many things in that classroom. And I respect him for that. But his attitude alone, he was scared to make the girls in his class mad. There were so many girls that would always be like talking shit to him, cussing right in front of his face. And he would never fucking do anything because he was scared that the girls were going to get mad. And then not even like pay attention to him. Like, he would do anything to satisfy the girls, but then the boys, he would always be yelling at the boys. Unless it was, like, a boy with, like, a baby face that actually looked like a girl, then he would be fine with it. He was such a pervert and a pedophile. Oh my god, like, I'm surprised he didn't get fired sooner. He has been teaching at that school, I don't know how many years, but I know more than 10 years. I'm surprised that he just got fired. Like, really. Since this is, like, way too short, I'm gonna go on and, like, finish this with a fight. I don't know which one, though. This is hard to shit. Okay, let's start off with... I don't know which fight should I do. Should we do a really crazy one? Okay, so... we're gonna do a really, really crazy one. So this wasn't in the beginning of the year. This was like towards the ending of the year. So they're my friends. So there were a couple of girls, and they were like making fun of this girl, supposedly. I'm friends with these two girls, and they didn't like each other. And so let's name one of my friends. Let's just name them, I don't know, let's name them Lisa. And let's name the other friend, I don't know what to name them. Let's name the other friend, I don't know, Anna or something. I don't know. I really don't. Okay, so let's just say Lisa and Anna, whatever. Lisa is kind of annoying, but at the same time, she's a really good friend. If anyone tries to mess with you, she will slap them across her face. Anna is also a good friend like that, but she's like 2 years old. No, she's a year older. She was in the 7th grade. Lisa was in the 6th grade. Like, don't even try and figure these people out. I'm pretty sure there's no Anna in the 7th grade, and then there is no Lisa in the 6th grade, so don't even try to figure this out. So Lisa and Anna used to be like okay, and they're like hang out or whatever. Both of them have younger siblings in Marble Elementary School. It's right across the street from McDonald Middle School. If, like, you look at the map again, like, you can see it. You can clearly see it there. Like, it's right across the seat. Right across the street. Both of them had siblings in the elementary school. So, they would always, like, go after school to there and wait for their siblings to get out. In elementary, you got out, like, at 3-something, 3:30 or whatever. For us, we get it at 2:53. So, they would, like, wait a whole hour there just for them because we would get in, like, an hour earlier. Okay, point is, I'm getting off track. They both had younger siblings there. And so, they would always go over there after school and just, like, wait for the siblings to get out and then walk home together or, like, call their parents to pick them up. And then one time, Lisa said that Anna was in the 7th grade at the time. Lisa's in the 6th grade. Lisa said that Anna was talking about her, and that Anna's friends, who were like in the 6th and 7th and 8th grade, were also talking bad things about Lisa. And so Lisa told her mom, and her mom came over to school. And then her mom confronted Anna, and Anna said that she was never talking stuff about Lisa, and I even asked Anna, and Anna said she never talked stuff about Lisa either. But Lisa said that Anna kept talking stuff about her. So her mom came to school and confronted Anna. And then Anna's friend, I don't know what to name her. Let's just call her Emmy, I guess. Let's call her Emmy. Anna's friend, Emmy, she went over there because Lisa's mom was yelling right at Anna's face. And so Emmy went up to Anna to, like, check on her to make sure she was okay. And then Lisa's mom was like, isn't your name, like, she said it clearly wrong. She clearly said it wrong. She's like, isn't your name this or that? She's like, you were talking shit about my daughter, too. She literally cussed right in front of them. And then Emmy takes no shits. Doesn't matter if you're an adult or not. She takes no shits out of no one if she knows she didn't do anything wrong. She straight up cussed in her face and said, I don't know who the fuck you are, but you better fucking stop because I'm a student and I can report you. And that was technically true and everything. And, like, everyone was making fun of Lisa because she brought her mom and her mom was cussing everyone out. And then the principal had to come out because Anna was ready to fight the mom. Like, no joke. And then Emmy was ready to fight Lisa. And so, like, there was really about to be a mother and daughter fighting two best friends. And I was just there thinking, damn, my friends are crazy. Like, what? Why am I friends with them? And so while that was happening, there was a teacher coming out and she went up to me and she's like, sweetie, do you know what's happening? And I was like, no, ma'am, but like, I'm pretty sure. But I heard the mom, because I was trying to protect my friends, because Lisa can be annoying at times, and that's true. Lisa does lie a lot and tell her mom everything, because, like, if you even offend her the slightest, she'll tell her mom, and her mom will come to the school and, like, report you or something. But, like, she complains about the smallest things, and sometimes she does lie just for attention. So I'm like, Lisa's mom came over, and she's cussing out the students. And I was like, Lisa's mom came over and she's cussing out the students and, it looks kind of violent and I feel like they're going to start fighting and I'm not trying, and my friend Anna isn't trying to get in trouble since we only have like a week left of school. And so they were like, okay, she was like, okay, let me just go to the office and tell Mr. Atkinson. Yeah, that's right. I'm saying his name, Mr. Asakin. He is the vice principal, but he acts more of a principal than Miss Martin, who is the actual principal. She never does anything. She hears you cuss, nothing. Mr. Atkinson hears you cuss, detention. She sees you running in the halls. She's like, sweetie, can you slow down? You don't slow down, nothing. He sees you running in the halls. He doesn't even give you a second. He's like, no running in the halls. Go straight to class or you get detention. Mr. McKinnon isn't even the vice principal or the principal or anything. And he acts more of a principal than Miss Martin, who's the actual one, which I find sad. Point is, they come outside and they start, like, taking Lisa's mom and talking to her and being like, why are you getting in the student's face? Like, this is student property. We will call the cops on you if we find out that you're trying to, like, cuss out the student and then fight them. And then she is just like, no, it's because they were talking about, like, my baby girl and everything. And they're like, ma'am, then you come to us and report it, and we will make sure that doesn't happen again. But you can't go cussing them out and whatever, because what if their parents come and try and sue us and everything, or you? And she was like, oh, so now you're worrying about them suing you. Well, I will sue you if something bad happens to my baby. Because I'm trying to, like, resolve this. And, like, you're not letting me by separating me from those girls. So all this stuff was going on while Anna was, like, yelling at her, telling her, come and fight me, you big-ass bitch. And everything like that. And just so you know, Lisa's mom was tiny. She literally looked like a fourth grader. Like, no joke. She looked like a fourth grader. And so Anna was, like, getting all mad, and she's like, she tries to get in my face, and then as soon as she tries to take a swing, the teachers take her away, or something like that. And, like, they're, like, talking all this shit and whatever. And so, like, eventually, Anna calms down. And then Emmy is, like, calmed down, too. But Lisa doesn't come back for the rest of the year. And she's already moving. We all knew she was going to move for next year. So, she didn't come for the rest of the year. And just made an excuse that she was moving. But right after that, she texted me saying, I'm not coming back for the rest of the year. And I'm like, why? And she's like, oh, because they're being bitches and everything, and I'm literally getting bullied. She was never getting bullied. She was actually the one who was bullying people. And then I'm like, okay, whatever. She's like, so are we still friends? And I'm like, okay, why not? Like, I won't see you anymore. So might as well suck up to texting you. Like, what's the worst that could happen? So I, like, texted her. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, we're fine. And, like, that happened. They still hate each other, and that's pretty much it. Oh, yeah, they called the cops. Nothing really happened. They just showed up. And then, oh my god, Lisa's mom was wearing this, like, really, really, really revealing shirt. Like, she decided not to wear a bra on that day. And then her shirt was literally a see-through. And you gotta know, her mom is, like, a double D. At least a double D. Like, she could be more. But she has a perky double D. And the cops saw her, looked down, and then walked away. They didn't even ask the principal for anything. They just looked at the mom, looked down at her shirt, and then they're like, is everything okay, ma'am? And she's like, yes, police officers. And they're like, okay, we will be going now. And I'm here thinking, damn, I need boobs. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. If you want to hear more drama, come back anytime, because I've got nothing better to do with my time. Actually, no. My grandma is coming to visit from Mexico on Wednesday, so I might not be updating in a while. This kind of sucks. I just started off and I already might be going. Wow, how sad. Anyways, in the next story, I don't know if I should explain, like, another fight or more teacher drama. No, wait. In the next story, I'll tell you how one of the teachers made the other teachers cry right in front of the students. And then I'll tell you another fight. Oh, yeah. I might, at the end of all this, when I have nothing more to say, I'll tell you how I got in a fight, of all people, me. Okay, bye now.